Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we savor the sights of an ancient evening and sympathize with a person's pain as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natchinai 117, written by Kundrianar. The verse is set in the Nadal landscape or the coastal regions and speaks in the voice of the lady to her confidant, expressing the inconsolable pain in her heart at being separated from her man. Pirunkadal mulanga kanal malara irungali odam il irandu malira val idal neidal kumba pul udan kamal pum podumbar kachi sera செல்சுடர் மழுங்க சிவந்து வாங்கு மண்டிலம் கல் சேர்பு நன்னி படர் அடைபு நடுங்க புலம்பொடு வந்த புன்கண் மாலை அன்னர் முன்னார் களியின் பல்நாள் வாழன் வாளி தோழி என் கண் பிணி பிரிதாக கூறுவர் பழி பிரிதாக பண்புமார் அன்றே. The moment you step into the poem, you're ushered away to an ancient shore with the words Perunkadal Mulanga, meaning the vast sea's roar. Learned a new word for flood in Odam. Nadal Kumba brings before your eyes a nadal flower closing its buds. It's here I want to take a moment to admire how there's a specific word Kumba for a flower closing its petals in Tamil, whereas when I search for an antonym for the word blossom, all I find are bleak words like wilt and decay. Perhaps it's the lands where these two languages have bloomed that make it so. One, a tropical land where the closing of a bud is an everyday thing, and another in the temperate regions where, as the seasons change, blossoming is replaced only by wilting. Returning from this rumination, we see this word Kachi, which is used to mean a political party in contemporary times, to mean a nest here. I am reminded of the phrase, birds of feather flock together, perhaps to build a nest of a party. A few poems ago, we encountered Sel Vali, meaning leaving wind. And here we meet Sel Sudar, meaning leaving sun. Rhythmic phrases like Punkan Malai, meaning painful evening, and Yenkan Pini, meaning my affliction, hint at the spreading agony. Let's listen closely to perceive more. The man and woman have been in a love relationship for a while, and the man leaves to gather wealth for their wedding. The time he promised to return passes by, and this fills the lady with a deep anguish. The confidant tries to console her, but the lady refuses her consolation and says, "The great seas roar, the shore flowers, passing our homes, the backwaters rise and flood. The nadal flowers with luxuriant petals close their buds. Birds with their mates retire to their nests in the fragrant groves. The leaving sun fades, lighting up the sky red. Then it reaches the mountains in the west and makes me shiver. This painful evening fills me with loneliness. Long may you live, O friend. People are attributing other reasons for my affliction. Letting blame be placed on the wrong thing is not righteous on my part. If our Lord stays away without understanding my pain, I shan't live long." With these words, the lady shares the deep pain in her heart caused by her lonely situation. Refusing to be satisfied with a mere dipping of the feet in these ocean waves, let's take a swim in the sea. The lady brings before our eyes the scenes of the evening like an expert cinematographer. First the roaring waves, then the shores bloom. And what do they bloom with? The waters of the sea. The high tide rushes in to fill the backwaters, and those waves rise up and pass the lady's home. The lady seems to reveal her address as 101 Bay of Bengal. The people then seem to have lived one with nature right next to the sea. If the tides rose, they let it be. The lady says the waters touched their houses and crossed beyond. When we cannot even imagine living in a space where the house gets flooded every day, does that worry the lady? No, she seems to be concerned with something else. She watches the water lilies close their buds, signaling the dark is on its way and the birds are returning to their nests with their mates. She turns behind and sees the sun setting in the western mountain ranges, painting the sky red in parting. She mentions that this act by the sun makes her shiver. Why? Not because of the cold night. A lady who minds not a sea invading her home will not be shaken by the setting sun. The shivering seems to emanate from within. The lady elaborates, saying it's because of her man who stays away without considering how the evening fills her with pain. Seeing the changes in her, her kith and kin are probing reasons why and misplacing it as the wrath of God. Her righteous mind refuses to allow this and is troubling her no end. So she declares to her confidant that she shall not live long if this were to go on. It's fascinating to see the amount of importance accorded to the pain of separation. Separation, taken for granted in our day-to-day life, is seen as something fatal here. Perhaps since we are so separated from nature around us, we cannot fully understand the pain of separation this lady feels. The one good thing we can appreciate is that she has a friend to express her deepest pain and dejected thoughts, and that's all it takes to save a soul, be it then or now. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.